National furor, gay rights groups have called for a boycott, and the three mayors have said Chick-fil-A is not welcome in their cities. Mayor Bloomberg called the three good mayors, but disagrees with Emanuel and the other two in this case. He says cities like Chicago should not ask about political beliefs before issuing a permit. New York City has one Chick-fil-A restaurant. Bloomberg said the company would have to apply for necessary permits if it wanted to open another. All four mayors support same-sex marriage. Lake Springfield is 2 feet below full. That happens every year, but not usually until fall. The drought that's drying more than half the country has lowered the level of the lake that the Springfield area uses for water enough that the city is joining many others that have either restricted water use or are considering it. At least a half dozen Illinois cities, from Decatur to Rockford, have either enacted restrictions or asked water users to cut back. None seem to be raising serious alarms yet. But a summer that's shaping up to be one of the driest in state history has cities taking steps they hope will avoid serious trouble. Springfield utility spokeswoman Amber Sabin says drought and heat are dropping Lake Springfield by half an inch a day. Among the thousands of athletes in London to compete in the 2012 Olympic Games are six former University of Illinois students. To tell us more about them, here's Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows.
The best known of the U of I's Olympic hopefuls is basketball star Deron Williams. The 7-year NBA veteran played on the U.S. Olympic team 4 years ago in Beijing. Williams hopes to be part of a gold medal team for the second time. Perhaps he'll face Robert Archibald, who played for Illinois a decade ago and is now part of Great Britain's team. Emily Zurer was a 3-time All-American with Illini women's soccer. She's making her second Olympic appearance for Canada. They already lost a first-round game to Japan on Thursday. Also with the Canadians is Nikita Holder from the U of I's class of 2009. She's competing in the women's 100-meter hurdles. Andrew Riley will compete in the men's 110-meter hurdles for his native Jamaica. Riley graduated from the U of I this year after winning 4 NCAA championships. And Champaign native and former Illini Gia Lewis-Smallwood will throw the discus for the U.S. team in her first Olympics competition. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Pat Bauer is out as leader of the House Democratic Caucus. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, a majority of members voted Thursday to replace him with Hammond Representative Linda Lawson.
Frustration within the minority caucus had been building for some time. An earlier attempt to oust Bauer failed. But Thursday, at least 21 of the 23 Democrats who attended a caucus meeting in Lafayette voted to replace Bauer at the top with Lawson. Lawson, who becomes the first woman to lead the caucus, says the position isn't something she ever really wanted.
I love this caucus, and I'm really proud to be a member here and appreciate everything that all members have done. I mean, we're going to have to really pull together now.
Bauer, who Wednesday questioned the legitimacy of the caucus's attempt to replace him, says he will step aside in favor of Lawson.
I believe that Linda will make a good leader, a great leader. I mean, I actually supported her to be my floor leader, and so I think I know how to pick good leaders.
Bauer says he wants the focus to shift back to electing Democrats in the fall. The 42-year House veteran says he'll provide whatever support Lawson accepts. I'm Brandon Smith.
A federal lawsuit filed this week challenges Illinois' campaign finance laws. It seeks to remove limits on how much individuals and groups can donate to candidates. Brian Mackey reports.
The case argues there are two sets of rules under Illinois campaign law.
One set of rules for the party bosses, both political parties, and another set of rules in terms of political participation for the other 13 million Illinoisans.
Dan Proft is the head of the conservative Illinois Liberty Political Action Committee, which brought the case. Illinois law says groups like his can only give $50,000 in an election cycle. For individuals, the limit's $5,000. Proft says the problem is that political parties have much higher limits in the primaries and no limits in the general election. But David Morrison, with the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, which favors limits, says giving private groups the same corrupting power that parties have is not the answer.
For them to come in and tear down the whole system, they're doing the dirty work for people who want to corrupt state government.
The plaintiffs say they're not arguing for more money in politics, just equal treatment under the law. But their legal filing makes clear they're ready, willing, and able to raise and spend more than current law allows. I'm Brian Mackey.
3 years after Illinois lawmakers legalized video gambling, state regulators are preparing to roll it out. Amanda Vinicky has an update.
Illinois is finally close to cashing in on video gambling. The Illinois Gaming Board spokesman predicts it'll be ready sometime next month. but only for bars, restaurants, truck stops, and fraternal organizations that have gotten regulators' approval. So far, that's only about 90 establishments. Another 1,300 or so are waiting to be licensed, like the American Legion in Springfield. Mike Walton is the financial officer. He says although some members aren't fans of gambling, they approved it because it'll generate cash.
We help with honor flight. We support the troops in the war on terror. We do Toys for Tots. There are so many children and youth activities we're involved in, and all of this money that comes in from these machines will help us to continue those activities.
The state and local governments also get a cut of the profits. The gaming board is expected to give more places the okay to have video poker machines when it meets again mid-August. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Northern Indiana County Fair official says one of the lessons from last year's deadly Indiana State Fair stage collapse played a role in his decision to evacuate the county's grandstands ahead of a severe thunderstorm. Elkhart County Fair Emergency Director Phil Wogeman says he ordered Thursday's evacuation of the grandstands at the Goshen Fairgrounds because he feared lightning might strike fairgoers. Wogeman tells WSBT-TV most of the fair's emergency procedures were in place before high winds toppled a state fair stage last August, killing 7 people awaiting the start of a Sugarland concert. But he says Elkhart County's fair now uses a private meteorological service to monitor weather. Using such a service was one of the recommendations made by a company that investigated the deadly stage collapse. In sports, the Chicago Cubs will be looking to redeem themselves this afternoon at 1:20 when they face the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Field. Last time the teams faced each other, the Cards earned a 3-game sweep and outscored the Cubs 23-1. Travis Wood is slated to start today for Chicago. The Cards plan to send Lance Lynn to the mound. Lynn is 12-4 overall this year and 3-0 in 3 outings against the Cubs. The Chicago White Sox are on the road tonight at 7:05 to open a 3-game series against the Texas Rangers. The Sox are coming off of a 3-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins at U.S. Cellular Field earlier this week. The Rangers just scored a series win over Boston to open a 10-game homestand. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.